Well, all right. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on Tommy Bolin Alive in 76.
You in the trend and just want to get there. Makes you
Greetings, people, and welcome to the show. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on Tommy Bolin, live in 76. He was born Thomas Richard Michael Bolin on the 1st of August in 1951 in Sioux City, Iowa. He unfortunately passed away on the 4th of December 1976 in Miami, Florida. In his solo career, his first album was released in November of 1975 on Nemperor Records. That would be Teaser. There were two singles released from that album. The first one, The Grind, back with Homeward Strut. The second one, Savannah Woman, back with Marching Powder. His second solo record was released in September of 1976 on Columbia Records, Private Eyes. There was one single release from that album, Shake the Devil, back with Sweet Burgundy. Tommy's last big concert in the place of his birth, Sioux City, Iowa, was on the 22nd of November, 1976 at the Municipal Auditorium. Opening our show was Teaser from Roslyn, New York, at my father's place on the 22nd of May in 1976. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Coming up now, dedicated to my son Oblion, People People, from Albany, New York, at DIR Studios on the 19th of September, 1976.
Promised land. Norma Bell.
Thank you.
are you? Wake up. Get on up.
Homeward Strut from Encinitas, California at La Paloma Theater on the 28th of April in 1976. Tommy's first solo band from April to May of 76. Saxophonist Norma Jean Bell, born in 1951 in Detroit, Michigan. She was from the Frank Zappa Band. Keyboardist Mark Stein, born on the 11th of March in 1947 in Bayonne, New Jersey. He was from the band Vanilla Fudge. Bassist Reggie McBride, born on the 17th of September 1954 in Detroit, Michigan. He was in the band for Stevie Wonder and Billy Preston. And their drummer, Narda Michael Walden, born on the 23rd of April in 1952 in Kalamazoo, Michigan. If you'd like to learn more about Tommy Bolin, go to rosevillepatch.com under Mr. Zero's /Tommy Bolin. Check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Coming up now, Shake the Devil, live from Albany, New York at the Palace Theater on the 20th of September in 1976.
We'll be right back. Something went wrong. My love for you is my truth.
Turd, you told me that you love me. Boy, do I hear that a lot. From Maynard, Massachusetts, at the Northern Lights Recording Studio on the 22nd of September in 1976. In July of 76, Tommy hired back his second drummer when Bobby Berge, born on the 23rd of June in 1950 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He was from the Buddy Miles Band. He also played with Tommy in Zephyr and in Energy. Bobby is a personal friend of mine. From August to October of 76, his third drummer was his own brother, Johnny Bolin, born on the 17th of August in 1954 in Sioux City, Iowa, at St. Joseph Hospital, as was I. He was from the band Instant Blues Machine and Malachi. A landmark show for Tommy Bolin was in his second hometown of Denver at the Mile High Stadium on the 29th of August in 1976. It was his brother Johnny's first gig with the band. There is film footage of this on the YouTube. His second bassist was one Jimmy Haslip, born on the 31st of December 1951 in the Bronx, New York. He was from the band Street Punk, who used to open for Kiss in their very early days. From October to December of 76, his fourth drummer was one Mark Cranny, born on the 26th of August, 1952, here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. However, he grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He passed away on the 26th of November in 2005. He was from the band Zero Ted, which once opened for Tommy Bolin's Energy. His second keyboard player and vocalist was one Max Gronenthal, born on the 29th of January in 1950 in Norfolk, Nebraska. He was from the band The Fabulous Flippers. Later on in 1979, Max released a solo record on Chrysalis Records with the Tommy Bolin co-written Faded Satin Lady.
This is Missy Mars. Happy third birthday, Mr. Zero.
The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word. Right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks. Taking us out is Post Toasty from New Orleans, Louisiana at Jazz City on the 16th of November in 1976. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on Bowling Alive 76. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars.
Well, if you want.